Hello, my name is Alison and I've been working for London Walks for the past 15 years and I love working in London. And one of the reasons that I enjoy London so much is because it's so unexpected. You can turn down an alleyway, go round a corner and discover something new every single time. So it will come as no surprise to you that the favourite walk of mine that I do is called Unexpected London. And it takes place every Friday at 11 o'clock from just outside Temple Tube Station. And my aim really is to introduce you to the unexpected. And our first stop is in Embankment Gardens. And in Embankment Gardens, there are wonderful statues and memorials and sculptures to the great and the good. But the person I introduce you to is called Lady Henry Somerset. And her memorial shows a young girl, probably no more than about 10 years old. And she's holding out a bowl of water. And if you look at the inscription, it says, "I was thirsty and ye gave me drink." I always think she looks rather like one of the dancers that Degas painted so beautifully there. And that bowl of water is very, very important in our story. Because Lady Henry Somerset, her maiden name was rather a mouthful. It was Lady Isabella Caroline Somers Cox. And she was born in 1851 in London. And she met Lord Henry Somerset. And in 1872, the two of them got married. They seemed like the golden couple. She was very, very wealthy indeed. And he was a second son, which meant that he was unlikely to inherit very much money. So they had a peerage between them and they had lots of money. And 2 years later, she gave birth to a son. And it was then she discovered the truth about her husband. It was that he had a boyfriend. And not only did he have a boyfriend, but he wanted custody of the child. And this is something that she couldn't allow. And so she was the first woman in 1878 to take her husband to court for custody of the child. And she won. And obviously this has had a huge effect on English law ever since. I have to say, it didn't do her a great deal of good. Think about the time that it was. She should have put up and shut up. And she wasn't prepared to. And her life in London became very, very miserable indeed. She was further saddened to hear one of her closest friends had taken her own life. And she'd taken it when she was inebriated. And the reason that she'd taken her life was that she was in a very, very unhappy marriage. And what Lady Isabella realised was that there was actually nowhere for women to go who wanted to recover from their addiction. And so she used her considerable wealth to open up what was described really as a colony for inebriates in Duxford near Reigate. And there women of all walks of life could go and recover from their addiction. That was set up. And Lady Isabella then began to work with the Temperance Society and later with the World Women's Christian Temperance Society. And she became their president in 1885. And in fact, it was the Temperance Society that paid for this memorial here. And obviously you have the symbolism there of her, the little girl, providing, as Lady Isabella did, water as an alternative to alcohol here. She was perhaps a name that we don't know nowadays, but in 1913, when the London Evening News did a piece on who people would like to see as a woman Prime Minister. She won very, very easily there. So it just shows you in her day how important she was. Throughout, of course, I've referred to her as Lady Henry Somerset, and that's because she never divorced at all. She was extremely religious, so she kept her name, her married name, throughout. But when you're in Embankment Gardens, go and have a look at the memorial. It's very, very moving indeed. So I always think she has quite an unexpected story. And then, of course, later on in the walk, I introduce you to some other interesting women. There's Nancy Longbourn, who you may probably know as Nancy Astor. And then later in the walk, one of my favourite women, a lady called Dr. Rosalind Franklin, who played a very, very important part in the role of the discovery of the composition of DNA and how the double helix worked. However, at the time, she wasn't recognised for her work. And I tell you that story on my walk, as well as taking you to some fascinating places. So I do hope that when this is all over, you will be able to join me on a Friday morning for Unexpected London. Until then, take care.